All this week on Morning Edition, we've been reporting on women in politics. We call the stories She Votes. And now, as we approach Mother's Day, NPR's Tamara Keith reports on moms in Congress.
There are just 9 women who have given birth while serving in the United States Congress, ever, in history. Kathy McMorris Rogers has the distinction of having done it 3 times over.
George took toy baths.
That's her in a video, reading to Cole. He was born in 2007 with a condition called trisomy 21. Grace came in 2010, followed by Bryn just this past November.
Thankfully, she's a good sleeper and she's a good eater. That makes a big difference for a mom.
Even though she has a high-profile job with lots of demands, McMorris Rogers insists she's just like the rest of us.
My job as a representative and a working mom, I don't think is that different than any other working mom in America. You know, we all get 24 hours in the day.
It just so happens that some of her hours are filled with votes and press conferences and fundraisers. But in another way, she has an easier setup than a lot of other working moms. Her husband, Brian Rogers, takes care of the kids.
He's a stay-home dad, so he's carrying the load at home. He's retired from the Navy. Never imagined that this is what he would be doing. And so far, that's how we're making it work.
There are also challenges that are unique to serving in Congress. It used to be commonplace for politicians to move their families to Washington, D.C. Now politics demand most leave their families back home. But McMorris Rogers says she and her husband saw no other option.
You know, every family has to figure this out for themselves. And when we were first married, we traveled back and forth together a lot. But as the kids get into school and they're locked into a schedule, we made the decision to move the family to Washington, D.C. in order to maximize our time together as a family.
This means she can help get them ready in the morning, and some nights at least, tuck them into bed. For Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, a California Democrat, getting her son Joaquin ready in the morning and easing him to sleep at night are precious moments.
That better?
Let me have that call for a second.
All right, well, I want to wash your hair.
Joaquin is a superhero-obsessed 4-year-old, and it seems like he never stops moving. But it's bedtime, so Sanchez scoops him out of the tub, wraps him in a towel, and carries him off to put on his PJs.
Oh my goodness, I caught a fish. And he's so big. Oh, I can't even carry him.
For Sanchez, balancing her duties as a mom and a member of Congress can be a struggle. Her husband often travels for work, and she says he was away during last fall's government shutdown.
We were voting in session 6 days a week, so we only had Sundays off. And I'll never forget there was a Saturday when we had votes at midnight.
She had to ask a neighbor to come stay with Joaquin. Often she races to pick him up from preschool and then brings him on the House floor for the last votes of the day. But for all the challenges, Sanchez realizes she's lucky to have the flexibility that comes with being the boss.
I think about shift workers who are parents and how different it is for them, because if my kid has an epic meltdown in the morning and refuses to put his shoes on and we're late getting him to school, I can kind of adjust my schedule.
But things inevitably slip. That's just the nature of trying to do it all.
You can't be the perfect member of Congress and the perfect mother 100% of the time. And probably you'd be a pretty annoying person if you were.
Sanchez says if she had known how much joy being a mom brings, she would have gotten started sooner. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Gotham.
Gotham City.